So let's talk a little bit about Hodgkin lymphoma, and let's start with your 27-year-old woman.
Sure. So this is a wonderful young woman who had a bulky stage 2 Hodgkin lymphoma. She was treated locally, but with ABVD times 6 cycles, followed by involved field radiation therapy. And as I recall, I think she did well for about a year, and then had recurrence of her disease with palpable adenopathy, I believe, outside the radiation field. She was then reinduced with ICE chemotherapy and achieved a CR, and she really should be one of those patients that are in the PET negative group who have about a 70% chance of hopefully being cured with high-dose therapy and autotransplant. So she went on to transplant. She was treated on an investigational transplant regimen, did well with a tandem autotransplant, remained in remission, but unfortunately, again, a year later, had recurrence of her Hodgkin lymphoma. She then came to my clinic, and we treated her with brentuximab. Actually, at that point, it was on study, only available on study. She tolerated it well. She had a CR after, I believe, her second or fourth cycle, negative PET scan, and finished the full 16 doses over the course of a year. And now I have the pleasure to see her 5 years later, off treatment for about 4 years, and has not had any recurrence of her disease.
While she was treated, did she have any neuropathy?
She had some very slight numbness in her fingertips, but it did not progress beyond grade 1.